Buenos dias. Welcome to Embracing Vulnerability. Today I would like to start off the episode by saying a hug is worth a thousand words. A woman like you is worth far more. Nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God. Romans 8:39. This is a card that I'm reading from 101 Promises from God for Women. 101 blessings to brighten your day and uplift your soul. These are affirmation cards that I got from Barnes & Noble. You can go in person or you can go order it online. Not a sponsor. I know I've been reading these cards for a while and I'm not sponsored by anyone. Anything that I recommend to you from Netflix or Hulu, Amazon, any books, any anime from Crunchyroll or any other website, I'm not sponsored by anyone. It's just things that I like that I'm recommending because I like them. If I am ever sponsored by anyone, you guys will be the first ones to know immediately before I put anything out there. Today, I would like to title what I'm going to speak about, Giant Security Guard. When it comes to my mental health, there is a giant who stands at the door of my brain. I'm trying to picture something for you. This giant stands in front of the door of my brain and he fact checks any ideas that try to enter my brain. Any ideas that pop up that wish to enter the club that is my brain, my precious, beautiful, gorgeous brain, they have to go through the giant security guard first. This giant hears out the thought or the idea. Then he pulls out a giant roll, which is as long as the wall of China. Yeah, that's right. Because I got a lot of work done and I've done a lot of work to reroute my brain. And I'm continuing to do my 1% daily to improve my mental health, my spiritual health, my physical health in general. So he pulls out the roll, right? And he checks if the idea is aligned with my purpose. He's looking at the list, looking at the role, as long as the wall of China. If you've seen the wall of China on Google or in person, you know how long the scroll is, right? He pulls out the scroll and he checks if that idea aligns with my purpose. The thought or idea could be saying, you're ugly, you're fat, you're broke, you're dumb. The giant's gonna look at the scroll and he's going to fact check. Is she ugly? No. Is she broke? No. Is she dumb? Absolutely not. None of these ideas are on the list, so they cannot get into my brain. Now, fat, it is on the scroll. But am I unhealthy? No. Am I working to manage my physical, spiritual, mental health? Yes. This thought is a fact. I am fat, but I will not degrade myself by attaching fat too unhealthy because it's not the same thing. Being fat does not make me dumb or ugly either. So I know society likes to paint a picture that every single fat person that you see online or in person is grotesque, is morbidly obese, got blood pressure, not blood pressure, has high blood pressure, has diabetes, has a number of chronic diseases, and that is not true. That is not true. Many thick baddies out there are hitting the gym, they're lifting weights, they're doing yoga, they're doing 20 minute walks daily. I never judge a book by its cover because I know my whole life people have judged me for the way that I look. Mind you, back in high school, back in elementary school, back in middle school, I was not a thick baddie. I was not fat. I was the normal weight according to medical records and just health in general. I always was scoring the average percentile for everything. I was never an obese child or teen. Yeah, I had the thick, you know, my thick butt back in high school. But having a thick butt does not mean that you have a belly or that your arms is flapping like bat wings or that you have a double chin. I didn't have no double chin in high school. I didn't have no bat arms. If you know what I'm talking about, when you reach a certain weight, your arms start to hang, and if you shake them, they look like flapping wings of a bat. I'm trying to paint a picture. So there's nothing wrong with me and there's nothing wrong with you as long as you're healthy. I have a blood pressure monitor. I always monitor my blood pressure once a month because my health is managed. My health is where it's supposed to be. When it comes to chronic diseases, I don't have any chronic diseases. And even if you are one of those people that have a chronic disease, as long as you have it managed, there's nothing wrong with that. Diabetes runs in my family, in my dad's side of my family. And hypertension runs in my mom's side of the family. But guess what? Most of my family members that are close to me, that I trust, that are important to me, they have their situations managed. My grandmother has high blood pressure and diabetes. My mother suffers from low blood pressure. And these women are always making sure that they get their walks in. My mom is in her 50s and my grandma's in her 70s. They live on a fifth floor with no elevator. And they go downstairs every single day to do their errands, to go grocery shopping. My grandma likes to play the lotto. My grandma goes downstairs every day to check the lotto, to play the lotto. She goes downstairs every single day to go grocery shopping. My grandma doesn't like to buy things in bulk. My grandma likes to shop for what she's gonna cook that day or eat that day. And then tomorrow we'll bring whatever else she wants to eat for that day. My mother has three jobs and a side gig. My mother sells hair products. These women are my inspiration because they're go-getters. They're always fighting for what they want. They're always having ideas. The abundance of creativity the women around me have is astronomical, okay? I surround myself with strong women, smart women, ambitious women, women that inspire me. I do not surround myself. I used to, back in high school, and when I didn't know myself, and in my early 20s, I used to surround myself with people with poor mentality, poor mindset. And I'm saying it like that, not to offend anybody, but there's a lot of people in my family that their life is a certain way because they don't put in the work and they don't have any discipline. They are using all their resources, all their money to travel. Meanwhile, they be owing the rent. Please make sure that you pay your staple bills. Don't owe the rent. Don't owe the utilities. When I say utilities, I mean whatever it is that you use in your apartment. The electricity, the water, the internet, the cable, the phone bill, things like that. Do not mess with your staple bills. If you have a car, pay your car insurance, guys. Don't be driving around without being covered. If you drive, make sure that your license is renewed, however it works in the country that you live at. If you need to renew it every two years, renew it. If you need to renew it once a year, renew it. Please don't be out there uncovered. Please don't be out there acting a fool because you want to be in the club, because you want to go to concerts, because you want to buy you that Gucci purse that costs $5,000, but you know your rent is due on the first. It just don't make no sense. Don't do it, guys. It's not worth it. Don't compare yourself to your friends, especially the friends that are out there owing their credit cards maxed out. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. It could happen to anyone and everyone that you're in an emergency. Maybe somebody crashes into you while you're driving and you got to repair your car and it's going to take you to max out your credit card. That's fine. You can max out your credit card during emergencies, but guess what? When you get paid, make sure that you're paying those bills. Don't rack up debt. It's not good. If you are in school and you have a school loan, try to figure out to pay your school loans. I know that is easier said than done because I myself have student loans. I owe $14,000 in student loans right now. I applied for that Biden BS that he tried to say he was gonna forgive some student loan. He ain't forgive nothing. Come November 2024, the people that I know that can vote, because I'm not a citizen, I'm a permanent resident, and I'm not embarrassed by my status either. I've been in the United States for over 20 years and I haven't cared to do my citizenship, and I know a lot of Hispanics want to drag me for that, but your path is not my path, buddy. I at least I'm here legally. And I'm not knocking down people who are here illegally. If you came here illegally through any borders, work towards getting your documents. Never be out there unprotected, please. Never be out there. Never get caught lacking. Coming illegally to any country, I'm not promoting that, but I'm saying if you have to get out of a situation to improve your financial, or if you live in a neighborhood or a country that's extremely violent, do what you need to do to get out of there. But once you're in the new place that you migrated to, work towards getting documents. Please, it's not cute. It's really not cute. Make sure that you become a legal resident of that area. I'm not saying be a citizen, renounce to the country that you're from. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying work towards the residency, because at least you're covered and they cannot deport you as long as you're not doing illegal stuff. Okay? And you know, illegal, quote unquote, is many things. Many, many, many things. Let's just try to be reasonable human beings wherever we're at. Please, 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 please. That's why I wanted to talk about this giant that's standing at the door of my brain, because I've been working on my mental health for a year. Do I get angry? Yes. Do I get jealous? Yes. Do I throw my tantrum? Yes. I'm a normal human being. Whatever happens to me at the moment, if they're messing with me at work, if people are giving me attitude at Walmart or whatever that they might come with, I have my emotions at the moment and I work through them. These outlets that I do, they have helped me on a daily basis to work through my emotions and not let one emotion control my whole entire day, week, and month. That's not what we're doing. That's not what we're doing. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm happy every single day. The very moment that I open my eyes, I'm happy and I'm grinding. Not grinding. And I'm smiling from ear to ear. Jesus. I swear to God, English is my second language, guys. Thank you for your patience. Sometimes I'm thinking my thoughts in Spanish and I'm interpreting them in English and the wrong word comes out. Thank you for your patience. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Proverbs 31:29. I do think I'm that girl. And I will continue to think I'm that girl. Nobody has to tell me, because I have been working on myself for a long time. I started working on my mental health a year ago, but I started working on my finances a while ago. And many things, I worked them little by little and I put in my 1% every day. I continue to complete my outlets, you know, color, watch anime, play video games, read my books, because I have to make sure I'm there for myself. I've been living with myself for 31 years. I need to make sure that I treat myself well. I need to make sure I look at myself in the mirror. And as corny as some people might think it sounds, it works for me. If it doesn't work for you, keep it pushing, keep it moving. Don't come for me. I look at myself in the mirror and I tell myself, I'm that girl. I'm that girl. I blow kisses to myself. I tell myself I love myself. When I look at myself in the mirror, I tell myself, your hair looks good today. Your shirt is slaying. Your shoes is the vibe. I tell myself affirmation all the time. And my children see that. And the people around me see it. That no matter what I look like on the outside, despite of my mother-in-law always bringing that up back in the day when she wasn't accepting that I was her daughter-in-law, that people would come into her, that her son could do better, that I'm ugly, and she would tell them that she loves me for what's on my inside, because I'm a very kind and loving person. As much as that was hard for me to hear back then, I do know that I have a good heart and that I have good intentions. And anyone who knows me knows that that's how I am. Continue, please, to work hard on yourself, to push yourself day in and day out. Don't listen to the haters. Don't listen to the comments outside of your skin, because they're not living your truth. They're not living your life. They don't know what it takes for you to open your eyes every single day. It's 2024. Don't let people tell you what to do, how to do it, when should you do it. Follow your own path. Create your own path. Create your own journey. If you have to write it down on your phone, or if you have to write it down in an email at work to yourself, go ahead and do that. Go ahead and email you whatever you need to email, whatever idea you have in your brain. If you want to start a foundation, go ahead and start your foundation. If you want to start a foundation to help the community, start your foundation. Any plans that you have, start them. Don't listen to the people that are going to tell you you're going to fail. Your business is just like other people's business. The idea you have doesn't make no sense. What worth do you find in this idea that you're trying to put into the universe? Don't listen to those people. Those people are losers. Those people are lame. Those people have no vision. You're the one that got the vision. You go ahead and create the plan to execute that vision. Create boundaries and enforce the boundaries. Create the boundaries, because people will come for you. They will come for you. And after you create your generational wealth, they're going to be those people that are going to be online or going on interviews, jacking that they know you. You don't know me. You ain't my friend. You ain't believing the dream. You wasn't supporting me. You never once told me, hey, my guy, mira fulana, do you need me to put in $20 for the equipment, for the audio? Do you need me to do a bulk order right now? I order 12 of your roses that you're selling. I'll order a dozen of your strawberry-covered fruits. I'll order that for Valentine's Day. So many people have became entrepreneurs, and they don't have many people in their corner, and most of them don't even have anyone in their corner. If you know anyone who has a small business, shop local. Try to support them, and don't judge the prices, because everything is expensive. Any person that has any business, and especially when they do their LLC, when they take out their title to start claiming taxes on that business, all of that, you need to think before you judging other people's process. You don't know what they're going through. Whatever machines that they're using, you don't know the quality of those machines. You don't know how many thousands of dollars that people is in that person. You see what I'm saying? I said that people. You're going to hear me, you know, messing up my words. Thank you for your patience. You have no idea what that person is investing in their dreams. You have no clue how many hours they stayed up at night to complete orders. Many people, that's why the government wants TikTok to be banned. The U.S. government wants the TikTok to be banned because people, small mom and pop shops are popping online on TikTok. People are getting a lot of great marketing on TikTok. That's why I love TikTok. Many of the reasons why I love TikTok, one of the reasons is TikTok is for the people. People are out there selling whatever they need to sell to become their best self and not live paycheck to paycheck. If you like making soaps, go ahead and sell your soaps if that's what you want to do. If it's a hobby, that's fine. Keep it as a hobby. I'm not saying you need to create wealth out of every hobby you do. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if you do want to create revenue or a steady income flow or whatever it is that you have in mind, if you want to sell your soaps, sell your soaps. If you want to sell your candles, sell your candles. If you make shirts, sell your shirts. If you make socks, sell your socks. If you make book bags, sell your book bags, whatever it is that you sell. If you make nails, if you make acrylics, sell them acrylics, girl. If you make balloons, sell balloons. If you decorate events, go ahead and promote your business online. Go ahead and make your business cards and spread them outside. Go ahead and send the emails to your contacts about your business. Go ahead and do what you need to do. If you're making mugs, if you're making tumblers, if you're a photographer, go ahead and do that thing for me. If you make dolls, make your dolls. If you make curtains, sell your curtains. If you make sheets, sell your sheets. If you make towels, sell your towels. If you make shoes, sell your shoes. If you have a garden in the backyard or the front yard of your house and you're selling vegetables, sell your vegetables. If you got chicken and you sell eggs, sell your eggs, whatever it is that you have and you want to pursue it. You are your biggest competitor, not the neighbor, not your mom, not your sister, not your boss in your 9-to-5. None of them people are entitled to tell you not to dream your dream and not to pursue your dream. You are your biggest competitor. Go out there, male or female, doesn't matter your gender, everything in between. Go out there and get it. If you sell makeup, sell your makeup. If you make signs for people to put up in their houses, if you sell frames, anything. If you make gadgets, technology gadgets, if you're out there inventing things technology wise, go ahead and do that. Whatever your gift is, work on your gift. Please, your gift is needed in the world. Whatever it is that you produce, whatever your gift is, I promise you there's someone out there that wants to buy it. There's someone out there that wants to buy it. And you're going to get those frequent customers. There's going to be a person that's going to buy from you all the time, that's going to support you all the time. And guess what? When you're making the kind of money that you want, you're going to remember that person that supported you. You're going to remember them because at the beginning, there's not many. Not everyone makes a video one day and becomes instantly viral. Not everyone goes through that. Some people have to go through the, I only have 2 listeners. I only have 10 people buying my shoes. I only have 4 people who are subscribed to my social media. A lot of people start like that. More people than you think start like that. All these people that you see that are viral right now in any platform, they weren't always viral. They kept working at it and they found what works for them. They looked at their statistics. They saw what time people are watching their stuff. What date are people watching their stuff? If you pay for any services for your business, it'll show you the statistical, if it's a female, if it's a male watching, not every platform. I know TikTok does it on the business side of TikTok. It will tell you the gender of the person that they identify as, what time the person watched the video, and how long they engaged with your video. Now TikTok is doing that they'll show you how long the person engaged with your video. They wasn't doing that before. That's a new feature. So if you have a friend and you know that they have a business, support them, please. Because sometimes you think your loved ones are going to be your biggest fans and they're not. And then you get hurt by that. I know it's going to hurt. I know it's going to hurt to see that your best friend is not watching your videos. I know it's going to hurt that your mom, who you're really close to, you thought they were going to be your biggest fans and your biggest supporter, and they're not liking, sharing, or subscribing. Have patience with yourself and with others. It's really lovely to see that if you shared with 10 loved ones or 5 loved ones or 3 loved ones, it's really beautiful to see that everyone immediately that you told started supporting you from day one, but that's not the case for most people. And let me tell you something. Again, it's always going to be the person with no vision that's going to tell you not to do it. They're going to tell you that you think you are there. They're going to tell you, as soon as you find your groove and you find your momentum, they are going to try to knock you down and say that you think you're that. They're going to say that you think you're bougie. And so what if I think I'm all that? I worked for what I got. Why can't I think I'm all that? Tell me the reasons why I shouldn't think I'm all that. Just because you think you trash doesn't mean I'm trash. You better take your trash mentality out of here, because we're not thinking that. Not me. I ain't thinking I'm trash. I always thought I was beautiful. I always thought I was smart, and I am those things, and no one is going to take that from me. You can try to bash me all you want. You ain't taking that from me. So that's why I'm out here trying to share my experiences with others, so others can see that you have to work to have the mindset that you want to have. Not every day we're going to wake up thinking with a price, but that's okay. Work through that and talk to yourself. And the way that you talk to yourself shows up in your life. It shows up. I know way too many people that are suffering from depression and anxiety. People that cannot keep a job. People that cannot maintain a relationship. People that cannot manage their finances because they're in their head telling themselves that they're dumb, that they're broke, that they're ugly, that nothing's ever going to work. Very, very detrimental thinking. Very detrimental thinking. I'm not saying Those thoughts don't try to pop up into my head, but I check them immediately. I square up with them immediately and I let them know, you can say what you want to say, but you ain't gonna stay here. I'm not gonna give you residency to stay in my brain. It's not gonna happen. Not me. You better keep it moving. You better try to attack somebody else, because not me. Say what you gotta say. I'm gonna hear you out. Whatever, whatever, yada, yada. But you cannot stay. You will not stay. Because where I'm going, the vision that I got, you're not coming with me. The higher I go, the more goals I reach, I'm not bringing that kind of baggage with me. I'm not bringing the trauma with me. The trauma is gonna stay back with the 7-year-old. And guess what? The 7-year-old is looking at me and is very proud of me and loves everything I have accomplished. I bought myself, when I realized how hard I had been working as a human being, I bought my 7-year-old self una muñeca. I bought myself a Bratz doll, a LOL doll, a rag doll. And let me think, which one was 1, 2, 3? Yeah, I think I have two. I have 2 LOL dolls. There we go. Thinking in my mind. I got 2 LOL dolls. They're in boxes. I haven't taken them out. 2 LOL dolls, a rag doll, and a Bratz doll. I'm still looking for the Barbie that says, that Barbie, that's me. I want her. I haven't found the Barbie yet. When I see her, I'm a cop her. If you know, you know. I used to love Barbies when I was little. So when I saw how proud my 7-year-old self was of myself, I said, last summer, I bought those LOL dolls last summer. I told myself that I was going to gift myself, because I started working on my mental health journey in February of 2023. So when August came around, August 2023, I said, I'm going to buy myself a doll, because why not? I used to love dolls and I want to show my 7-year-old self that we've made it to the other side. The grass was not greener on the other side. The grass is green on my side because I'm working on my grass. Taking out the weeds. I'm pulling out the weeds. I'm watering my grass. I'm making sure my grass gets the nutrients that it needs from the sun and other things. I'm working on myself. I'm working on myself. And I don't let nobody shame me into thinking, ew, you collect dolls. Ew, you watch anime. I don't care about your opinion. Your opinion means nothing to me. It doesn't even come in one ear and get out the other one. It doesn't enter the ear at all. So don't waste your time. You want to waste your time? Go ahead. I have thick skin because my siblings have already told me wild things before. So whatever strangers have to say to me or people outside of my circle, it doesn't affect me. It doesn't penetrate my skin. It doesn't penetrate my mind. Because I've already heard worse. I remember when I first cut my hair, I did a big chop. If you have natural hair, you know what a big chop is. My hair was by the length of the hair was by my bra in the back, right? That's the length of my hair. How many inches is that? Don't know. Don't come for me. My grandma's a hairstylist and I don't know about inches. I don't know about hair inches, so what? Whatever. That's not my area of expertise. I don't care to know too many details about hair and stuff like that. I take care of my hair, but I don't know 100% all the details of things like hair length. I'm just giving you a visual that it was the length of where my bra strap is. So I did a big chop 9 years ago, and my hair was the length of what a typical male hair would look. Short. My hair was not even giving 2 inches. That's how short it was. So there was this viral video back then going around about, I'm legally blind. I can't even say it. I can't even copy the way that girl said it. It was a girl that was popular back then. It was a gif. It was a meme, whatever you want to call it. That she said she was legally blind, and my sibling ran with that and said that I looked like her. With, I don't even know how they got, they connected 2 and 2, but when people are gonna roast you, they're gonna roast you. Then one day, I was arguing with my sister, because I be coming for people the way that they come for me. I don't remember what I told her, but I remember that I pissed her off so much that I had blonde highlights in the front of my hair, where my forehead is at. I had blonde highlights, and my sister came for me and she said she didn't want to hear nothing from my because I'm a blonde whale or something like that. I remember the roast was so crazy that I couldn't be talking back to her. I couldn't clap back because it was so unique. And I was like, all right, we're going to need to stop cussing each other out. We're going to need to stop arguing because you won. You won this battle. You ain't win the war, but you won this battle. I'm going to give it to you. I know a good roast when I see one. I mean, I know a good roast when I hear one. So my siblings already have told me crazy things. My siblings and my partners have already roasted me to smithereens. No one out there can roast me better than my husband and my siblings. My two brothers and my sister. My daughter has also picked up the roasting habits and she will come for you. We are also building thick skin for my daughter because this world is tragic and it's sad and it's hateful, but it's also beautiful. There's chaos, there's war, there's fights, there's discrimination, there's racism, but there's also good things going on. There's also human beings out there making sure they put out their best. There's human beings out there helping out others. There's human out there that are kind and will continue to make this world better. If you are one of those people, congratulations, good for you. Kudos to you. I love that for you. Continue to make your world a better place because you're part of this world. So why would you want to contribute to the negative stuff? If how vulnerable I have been today with you has helped in any way, please download the episode and follow me for more. I put out new videos every Wednesdays and Friday. I am growing through every experience. Hope that you are too.